This next one is a hymn, and I guess it's sang as much as any hymn in the whole world today. And we're going to play through this beautiful old hymn one time, and then Cousin Thelma is going to join in on the last stanza with us. In the garden, we trust you enjoy this beautiful old hymn. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. It's always a treat to have Evelyn Beers Bernstein come and take part on the program. Now, I told you last night that we have, with just four exceptions, all Florida performers. I think it's just marvelous how many Florida performers. But we can't do without, we have to reach over the line every now and then and get some of our favorites. Evelyn and her late husband, Bob, were instrumental in the rise of folk music in the United States. They founded the prestigious annual Florida Fox Hollow Festival of Traditional Music and Arts, held on their estate in Petersburg, New York, in August. And they modeled it after the Florida Folk Festival. We are very proud of that. Evelyn has a vast repertoire of ballads and songs that she loves to share. Now, we reached up into Georgia and found the perfect accompanist for her, because she does not play the piano or play an instrument. She doesn't want to. She just wants to sing. And so we have asked Ellen Payne Odom, one of our longtime friends, certainly a friend of Stephen Foster Center, to come from Moultrie, Georgia, and accompany her. So here are Evelyn and Ellen.
Good morning. It's nice to be back again with you at the Florida Folk Festival. And I'm so pleased about the lovely, warm sunshine and bright blue sky. I left rainy weather up in New York, but I didn't bring it with me. I'd like to dedicate this set to Cousin Thelma. A couple of songs are favorites of hers. And we'll begin with the Palace Grand, which is a song from the Ozarks and was sung a great deal throughout the lifetime of a mutual friend, May Kennedy McCord.
Thank you.
Ballads such as I Sing are the kinds of songs that were sung in family gatherings and just in the living room or the parlor among friends and shared in that way, usually not sung a great deal in public until recent years. And the next one is one that's much beloved by my family and by many, many people. And if you know the chorus, join us, Dumbarton's Drums. Dumbarton's drums, they sound so bonny when they remind me of my Johnny. What fun delight can steal upon me when Johnny kneels and sings to me across the fields of bounding heather. Dumbarton tolls the hour of pleasure, a song of love that has no measure, when Johnny kneels and sings to me. Dumbarton's drums, they sound so funny when they remind me of my Johnny. What fun delight can steal upon me when Johnny kneels and kisses me.
I did what?
Graceful eye, it doth invite me, and when his tender arms enfold me, the blackest night doth turn indeed. Dumbarton's drums, they sound so bonny when they what fond delight can steal upon me when Johnny kneels and kisses me. My love,
yeah,
he is a handsome laddie, and though he is Dumbarton's caddy, someday I'll be captain's lady when Johnny tends his bow to me. Dumbarton's drums.
sound so funny when they remind me of my Johnny. What fun denies can steal upon me when Johnny kneels and kisses me.
Thank you very much. If you wonder why I'm grinning up here, I'm thinking about, there was a mosquito that landed on my eyebrow, and then he started for my mouth, and I have a thing about bugs, I guess. Not that I'm afraid of them or anything, but I have funny things happen to me. I remember once singing here at this festival, and at that time I was considerably more slender than I am now, and I had a very svelte kind of dress with a low, yes, cut of neck here, and here comes this thing walking across the stage, and I'm sitting there singing, and he walked right up my skirt and right up across here and down the other side, and I just kept right on singing. And it was a spider, and I really have a thing about spiders, and I really earned my medal that day. And then last night I was laying in bed, you know, reading through the program, Ellen, and all of a sudden this thing went thwack. And I looked down, and it was a beetle as big as, as long as my thumb. And I spoke to him. I said, "What in the world are you doing in here?" And I chased him all around the room and threw him out. And I've seen friends of mine have mosquitoes or bugs land on them and fly right into their mouths while they were singing. That's all the stuff that was going through my head just, you know, within a second.
I'm one to have trouble with insects down here. I shall never forget that time. Do you remember, Thelma? They moved the harpsichord out on the grounds someplace, and I was playing for the genie to sing to all these people from Southeast Asia and Southwest Europe that had been brought here by accident. There were hundreds of people that had been flown in. And when I sat down, my feet were in an ant bed. And there was a big party that night. I didn't get to go. I was down at Thelma's with my feet on a pillow and ice packs on them. Yes. So, I mean, insects can...
Right here, I was thinking about bugs. You're utterly helpless in a situation like this. Well, another favorite ballad of mine, and other people who've heard it, is called "In My Garden Grows Plenty of Thyme." And in this case, thyme, T-H-Y-M-E, is the herb. There's much folklore about herbs that's really interesting to study. And the herb thyme stands for innocence or virginity. And this is about a young woman who lost her thyme.
The willow tree.
song that is from my late husband's family heritage and is well known throughout the state of Florida. It's called Green Gravel. Green gravel, at least in our family, is a talisman of meant to carry good luck and love with you forever, wherever you go. And I still have a little red leather bag with several pieces of green gravel in it that were given to me years ago. And I'll sing it for you now.
Oh, isn't it wonderful to have admirers to send you an orchid? The next time you see us, she'll be wearing that beautiful orchid from her husband. Send it down. Had it sent over for Evelyn. Let's give Evelyn and Ellen another great big hand. We have all sorts of dancing, as you find out. This time, international dancing by a beautiful group from Tallahassee, from the University, Florida State University. Their leader is Patty Shute. They were here for the first time last year, and they specialize in Eastern European dances in costume. Let's welcome Drava to the platform.
Thank you. For our first segment this weekend, we'd like to perform for you three national Polish dances. Thank you.
Thank you.
you look coming down that hill and sitting over there in the shade and taking a sun bath out here in the middle. Did you have some nice victuals? Huh? Did you have some chicken and dumplings? And some Hoppin' John? My goodness. Oh, we had some good victuals. If you haven't tried them, you don't know what you missed. I heard they were churning ice cream down there. Anybody have any of that homemade ice cream? Was it good?
I don't know.
Just like Mother used to make.
I don't know. Depends on where he is.
Well, that's what it's all about, you know. How many of you are here this afternoon for the first time? Oh, my, you missed a lot. We were here till 12:15 last night. And we had a great program this morning, and there are programs going on all around. There's a program going on over in the little workshop over in the tower, Nellie Bly's Kitchen. And that doesn't mean that you want to go into Nellie Bly's Kitchen and outstay your welcome. Down on the marble stage, the old stage, back behind us near the boat landing, up the hill under that funeral tent, and don't forget to go over there and visit the Folklife area. We are featuring Miami old-time crafts this time. See what they're doing over there. They are lovely, shy people. Don't forget to visit with the craftsmen. There's some tremendous crafts. And these are rapidly passing things that might pass if these people weren't zealous and using their hands as well as their heads to keep alive these beautiful old ways. So, amen. Let's welcome to the stage John Williamson and friends from Palatka. John grew up in Yazoo City, Mississippi, and says they play mostly the music that was played on the Grand Ole Opry during the early 30s and 40s. He's self-taught on the guitar, mandolin, and harmonica, and has been playing for 40 years, so he ought to know how to do it by now. Other members are Carolyn and Woody Graves, reared in Tennessee, Bert Coulette, and Pat Coulette. Let's welcome John Williamson and friends from over Palatka way.
Thank you, Cousin Thelma. I'm going to try something on this mandolin and harmonica. I just hope it works out all right. An old fiddle tune we used to play back when I was a boy at Country Dances. I'm going to try to get this harmonica with it if I can. Thank you a lot. So next, we're going to try an old tune. It's one you seldom hear. I imagine quite a few of you never heard it. Some of you haven't heard it in quite a while. Matter of fact, we had a request to do this maybe a month or so ago. Watermelon on the Vine. See that watermelon that's smiling through the fence. How I wish that watermelon was mine. Now, rich man, if you cared, well, poor man lost his sense. Oh, you wouldn't leave that alone, that vine. Now, your ham bones are sweet, now your chicken are good. Rabbit's so very, very fine. But give me, oh, how I wish you would. That watermelon hanging on that vine. Talk about your apples, your peaches, and peas, but cinnamons are growing on a tree. But bless your heart, my honey, now you're the gal for me. Oh, you wouldn't leave that bell alone, that vine. Now your ham bones are sweet, oh, your chicken are good. Rabbit's so very, very fine. But give me, oh, how I wish you would, that watermelon. Sunday night, the stars had just begun to shine. When I left that farmer's field, I left it on a run, but I never left that alone, that vine. Now your ham bones are sweet, oh, your chicken are good. Rabbit's so very, very fine. But give me, oh, how I wish you would. That watermelon hanging on that vine. Next, we're going to let Carolyn do one of her specials for us. She's from Tennessee, where people really do a lot of singing and playing. And I think she is mighty, mighty good. Carolyn.
Thank you. I'd like to do an old Porter Wagoner song that most of you probably recognize. It's called Oh Love Letters.
Today I burn your old love letters. I burn them slowly one by one. Before I light the flame, I read them just to try to find the wrong I've done.
Thank you a lot. Next, we'd like to try an old hymnal. Come out of the old hymn book. Old Country Church. Somehow or another, that harmonica didn't match with what I wanted, and we went to change here.
Down there with
sweet memory. Oh, what joy bring to me.
They bring to me.
How I
Yes, he's always there, and you just watch him. He's going to outdo John first thing you know.
As a rule, he's one of the track.
I don't want you all to forget to buy a pro.